we're here at Take It Like a Fan. And you know, Shorty P, I want to solve a problem for you right out the bat.
Wow, what is that problem?
You know that if we had a soundboard guy worth a shit, wouldn't have to keep everybody quiet while you're doing the intro because they would know how to operate the mics to shut everybody off.
You mean instead of all these bullshit sound effects, focus in on
like
one
that? Is that how you shut a mic off? Is that how you shut a mic off? What happened, Chip?
Hey, I just wish I could hear the sound effects.
Wow. There it is.
See?
I'm just saying.
We need to figure that out.
If you could operate the show professionally.
I'm not a professional soundboarder, man.
You've been doing a good job, though.
No, I haven't.
You see what I'm saying? You can't. You can't give the guy
a
compliment.
You open the show, and you're just trying to, you know.
Can we give a grade on the food tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A+.
What'd we make? What'd we make? Or what'd you make, Bo? What'd we eat?
Bo's barbecue chicken and macaroni cheese.
Oh.
Chip, you said an 8?
No, I gave it an A+.
A+.
Like
1 to 10, man. This
1 to 10? Well, Bo Burgers are the 10. I mean, that's the mecca you're trying to get to. So, but I'd give tonight's dinner a good solid 9.
Eh.
I'm going to give it a 10. Man.
I'll do a 10 as well.
10?
Also, you guys forgot that he also did the yellow beans.
Oh, yeah.
The yellow beans.
Looked
a lot like,
that's
it looked
corn,
a lot
right?
like corn.
Yeah, that's corn.
But, yeah, you tell me later.
Yeah.
No, honestly, the way the barbecue sauce, is that what it was, the barbecue sauce?
A little bit of everything.
The way it flowed on everything?
I'm going to just go
oh,
9.
Yeah, that was really good.
Solid 9, right? No. It was a good 9.
Yeah, you want to know what it was missing?
What?
Besides
missing.
More yellow beans?
Piece of garlic toast.
Exactly.
Oh, that would have been... Oh,
yep, maybe you guys should act better during this podcast.
Oh, you guys are right.
Speaking of the podcast, tonight,
I need to raise my
season
standards.
Opener, episode 72, NFL season starting this weekend, Thursday, really. Bucks going over to the Cowboys for their first victory out of 18, right, dog? Undefeated?
Yes, sir. I mean,
that's another thing we got to do tonight.
I think it's going to be a good game, but I think Tom's just going to find that niche, drive downfield, and we're going to score at the end of the game.
At the end of the game, so you think that they're going to be close to
us? Yeah, it'll be a 3-point game. You'll go back
24-31. We win by 14.
You said it's going to be close?
Yeah, I think it will be.
Duff up.
Yeah, I think it will
be. We win by 14.
I think it'll be like 31-24 or something like that.
Well, before we get into our picks and our FanDuel conversations and then our content for the evening, why don't we just go ahead and throw it out there because we've all been studying the schedule. We've all been paying attention to what's going on.
Well,
we know how many games that we have in a season. What is our final record going to be? Dog, I know what you say every single time.
I know. What is it?
You're going to say, 17-0?
Yeah, but I'm you want a realistic one? Put that down, too, though.
I'm going to put it right up here at the
and
top.
And then put my next one next to it, too. Hyphen it and just put it.
No, I want your pick. What's it going to be? What are they going to do? How many games? You know the schedule.
Technically, it would be 20-0.
Okay.
So you got to put 20-0 down first
21.
For dog.
Okay,
20. No, that would be a wild card game. You're not getting wild card
game. Playoff games in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it would be a division. Oh yeah,
that's what he's saying.
Whatever,
20.
Cool. 3 games. But
all right, so you're saying that, but what else are you saying here?
Let's not do bowl games.
I'm going
just for the season.
Yeah, just for
17 games
17,
of the season.
Yeah, let's go 17 games.
Oh, were we 12-5 last year?
I believe so.
13-4 this year.
Motherfuzz.
Man, you just took my... Wow. All
Bo?
Right.
12-5.
Bo is sticking 12-5, and I hate to say it. I completely agree with him.
I don't. Surprise, surprise.
12-5. Shorty P?
God, I hate to say this, but I gotta stick with dog here. I think it's 13-4 was where it was at.
Jay?
I was going to say they were going to lose 5 games, but... I'm going to say 6. They will lose.
Oh, so you're going to go 11-6.
Yeah.
That's honestly, I hate to say it, but
that's probably pretty damn close because we got a tough fucking schedule this year.
See 6 that aren't looking. Yeah, exactly.
Well, they got 4 games off rips that are it's going to be challenging. 2 away, 2 at home.
No, that'll probably be right. It'll probably be the right answer, but I still think those 2 games that they can win or lose, you know, they're not going to be blown out every game or you know what I mean?
I don't see any blowouts.
It'll be a deciding last minute drive type of game.
Well,
I hope not.
Let's just review. Game 1, last year, playoff team. Game 2, did Saints make it to the playoffs last year?
No.
No. But the Saints. Week 3, Packers, playoff team. Week 4, playoff team, Chiefs. Week 5, not a playoff team, Falcons. Week 6, Pittsburgh made it to the playoffs. They were the last one in the AFC, so they were playoff team. Carolina Panthers, Baltimore Ravens, playoff team. Rams, playoff team, Super Bowl winner.
You see, Rams fan.
Seattle Seahawks. Playoffs.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did last year.
Bet.
Yeah, they did. Cleveland Browns.
The Seahawks made the playoffs last year.
They didn't. Did the Browns?
No. I'll back this up.
Did the Browns? Browns did. Playoff team. Saints again. 49ers playoff team. Bengals Super Bowl team. Arizona Cardinals playoff team. Panthers. Atlanta Falcons. Dolphins not a playoff team. Tennessee Titans playoff team. Colts not a playoff team. We got a tough schedule.
Be the best. You got to beat the best.
Well, those last three were already played.
You what?
Those last three games were already played.
That's true. But still, Dallas Cowboys to start the season. Did we start with them last year?
Yep.
Yeah, but do you really think?
We only won by three last year.
Who do you think is going to win the North? You think the Cowboys? You think Philly?
The North? That's the East.
Or the East?
Philly.
Cowboys, Philly, Commanders.
No.
Giants.
No Commanders, no Giants. It's going to be between Philly's Philly the best and the
team.
Cowboys.
Philly's the best team. The Cowboys aren't even that good.
We play them soon, don't we?
Who?
Cowboys.
Yeah, first game of the year.
First game.
We Sunday night, 8:30.
Shit. Yeah, that's away, isn't it?
Yep, Dallas. Shit. Jerry World.
All right, so while we're sitting here talking about it then, I mean, we could go ahead and do our picks. I mean, we could go ahead and start out the season with this. And
do you have ours
He's
for
been
last
waiting
year?
For this for so long.
What's your problem?
No, just the grin you had on your face.
I just...
Well, you know, since we're here talking
I mean,
about
since
it.
Since we're here, I mean, I know I've
this
won
is actually
2 years
day.
In a row.
Yeah, but now that stops now because this is a new season.
It is a new All season. Right.
So
we
give that
we
shit
stop talking
up.
About the past. You're right.
Thank you.
You're right. It's not like I have any 2 feet to stand on because I won 2 years in a row, considering myself back-to-back champion.
Wow, still man, you really don't have much, do you?
I'm going to let that go.
You really don't have much.
Championship.
Let's let that go.
All right, Bills at Rams season opener Thursday night.
Yeah, I think I'm going Von Miller and the Bills.
Okay, dog goes the Bills. Bo,
I'm gonna go Rams.
Rams.
I think the Bills are gonna win, but I just I don't know.
Well, I would agree with you because I'm going with dog and the Bills. Shorty P.
Buffalo. Yeah.
And Jay.
I'm gonna go Rams.
Oh boy.
See, there we go.
There we go. Saints at Falcons. Bo, you're first.
Tie. Saints.
Saints. Okay, I agree with Bo. Shorty P.
Saints.
Josh.
I'll go Saints.
And how about you over there, dog?
I'm going Saints, unfortunately.
Everybody's going to Saints. All right. I am picking first on the Browns at Panthers. I am going Browns.
Panthers.
You're going Panthers, okay.
Yeah. Wow, way to go division, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But anyway,
it's
Shorty P.
Baker's revenge game.
Browns.
Browns.
Yeah, if there's one game he's going to have all season.
I'll go Panthers.
Panthers. And dog.
Let's go dogs.
That's what I got. All right, 49ers and Bears. Shorty P, you are up first on this one.
49ers.
Okay. Jay?
Yeah, I'll do 49ers as well.
Okay. And dog?
The Bears.
Really?
Yeah. I just think Justin Fields is going to play better than Trey Lance.
Okay. I'm going 49ers, Bo.
49ers.
Okay. Steelers at Bengals. Jay, you were up first.
I'll do Steelers.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm going Bengals. Dog?
Joe Scheisty.
Of course. Bo?
Bengals.
And Shorty P.
Bengals.
Okay. All right, Bo. Or no, dog. Eagles at Lions.
I'm definitely going Eagles.
I agree.
Was it your turn even?
Bo?
What? Eagles Lions? Did you just skip Josh?
No, right? Listen, I have...
Okay.
He's got the order.
He's got a system over there.
Eagles. Actually, you know what? Lion upset.
Lions upset. Okay. Shorty P?
Give it to me again. Lions, who else?
Eagles.
Eagles.
And Jay.
I'm going to go Eagles.
All right. Bo, you were picked first on Colts at Texans.
Colts.
Okay.
Colts.
Oh, my gosh. I heard that.
I'm going to agree with the Colts. Shorty P?
Colts, man, and you'd be happy you don't have this headset right now.
Jay?
God, that hurt.
I didn't feel like
Is it, Colts and who?
Colts. Texans.
God. I'll run Texans.
Okay.
count us losing this Sunday. Colts. Okay.
Patriots at Dolphins.
Who? You?
Shorty P's up first.
Oh, well, that'll help.
Patriots.
Patriots?
Yeah.
Jay?
Yes, Patriots as well.
Dog?
Patriots at Dolphins. I'm going Dolphins on them.
Okay, good luck.
I'm
go for it. Go for it.
I actually am.
Do it.
I actually am. Dolphins. And
remember this pick. Remember this pick, right?
Great
here,
minds
Ted.
Think a lot.
See, we all win Dolphins.
Yeah, right.
All right, we got Ravens at Jets. I am first. I'm going
time
to.
Time out. What are you doing over there, dude?
He's
what?
Drawing.
Scribble.
I'm going to go with Ravens at Jets. Jets were coming on.
So is this why the sound effects are lacking this episode or what?
Ravens.
I got yelled at.
You're doodling over there? Wow, you're on Ravens, probation. Jets. Oh, shit.
Ravens, Jets.
It's even worse.
I'm Lamar.
What? Well,
Ravens, Jets.
Ravens.
Shorty P.
Ravens.
And Jay.
I'll go Jets.
All right. Shorty P, Jags or Commanders?
Commanders.
Oof. Okay. Jay?
I'll go Jags.
Smart move. I'm doing the same thing, Jaguars.
We'll see about that. We'll see.
Bo?
Is it at Jacksonville?
It's at Commanders.
Washington.
Whew, okay. And dog.
I'm going Jacksonville.
Duval.
God have mercy. Anybody that goes against Chip, man.
Giants at Titans. I got to go first. I'm going to go with the Titans. Shorty P.
Titans.
Dog. Jay.
I'll go Titans.
Dog.
I'm going Titans.
And Bo.
Titans.
Chiefs at Cardinals. Bo, you're up.
Chiefs.
Okay. Dog.
Chiefs at Cardinals?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What time is that game? 4:30?
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs at
Cardinals. God, you're on a whole nother level, man. Talk to me about the time. What's that doing for you there?
That has a lot to do
it
with
does,
I hear you. Let me know. I mean, get me into this. What's the time?
Well, Arizona's, what, 3 hours behind, right?
Uh-huh.
Have they
so
eaten
really
dinner
a,
yet?
It's really
you know,
a 1 o'clock
game. Did they
miss
dinner? What's happening?
Kansas City, I think, is 2 hours behind, right?
Yeah.
I'm going Cardinals.
I'm going Chiefs.
I'm going to go Cards.
And Jay.
Cardinals.
Going against the Cards. Okay. And they're all
Raiders at Chargers. Dog, you're up.
Raiders at Chargers.
The Oakland Raiders.
I mean, these picks are worth $1 million, people. Just Man. Go with whatever I'm picking.
What?
I'm just saying.
I think I'm going to go. I'm going to take hometown with that.
You're on Chargers.
I'm going to take the Chargers. If it was in LA or Las Vegas.
I think that's smart. I'm taking Chargers too.
If it was in Vegas, I would definitely take Oakland.
Bo.
I'm going to go Chargers.
Shorty P.
Did anyone go with the Raiders?
Not yet.
I'm going to.
Wow. All right. I'm going Chargers then.
Okay. Josh is going Raiders, and you're going Chargers. All right. Jay, you are up first on Packers at Vikings.
I'll go Packers.
Smart move. I agree. Dog?
Don't influence the voting, man, all right? Calm down over there.
Packers at Vikings?
That's correct.
This guy.
Act like you're thinking about it.
Act like
dude,
you're lying
Vikings,
to him, man.
Vikings got a
solid. You
want
to go with Vikings then?
You want to know the difference between Vikings and the Packers?
Sure.
Aaron Rodgers. Those teams are pretty.
They did lose Devontae. Yeah.
Who's their wide receiver? Randall Cobb.
Symmetrical, they say here, Jay.
All right, who are you going with? Vikings or Packers?
My boy Aaron Rodgers, and he has a few perks.
I agree. DMTs? I mean, Rodgers is a bad man. It's in Minnesota.
What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
Vikings.
Okay.
See, man, I want to go. I'm taking the Vikings.
Okay, there's a mistake. All right, Packers or Vikings? Shorty P.
I'll go with Vikings since you think that's a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not like I'm two-time champion,
the man.
But whatever. All right. Where are you at? Bucks or Cowboys. I'm taking the Bucks. Bo?
If you dare to say my name.
Shorty P?
Bucks.
Okay. And Jay?
Yeah, Bucks.
Okay. Broncos at Seahawks. Russell Wilson going back home.
There's only one Monday night game?
Yeah. No, there's two. There is one. Sunday night football is Bucks and Cowboys. Yeah. And
what is this guy so upset about? He's beating the dugout in there.
I got a question about baseball here in a minute. Broncos and Seahawks, boys. Last pick.
Broncos.
Who's first? And we got to give points, too.
38.5.
Okay. Where's the Broncos game at?
It's in Seattle.
Is that 38 total, Bo? Mm.
Yeah, 38 total.
I am also going with the Broncos.
Seattle's always disappointed me.
And what is your Broncos score? Yeah. What are your points?
You're doing. He did 38.
And a half.
I'm going to say. I'm going to say it's lower score. I'm going to say 24. What's yours? Go for it, Jay. Go ahead.
I'll go Seattle.
Seattle, okay.
Yeah, and I'll do 28 points.
Okay.
What game is this now?
Monday night.
Football.
Denver goes to Seattle. Russell Wilson goes back home.
What are you going with, dog?
I'm definitely going Denver, and I'm going to go 40.5 points.
40.5.
Yep.
All right. So Bo says that 38, and you say 41.5. Got it. And you over here, Shorty P.
So this is combined points.
Mm-hmm.
Denver.
Okay.
For the dub. Let's see here. This is the first game out.
That's what I'm saying.
Man. I don't think they're going to be putting anyone crazy on the line here, so they're going to be more reserved. So it should be lower scoring, you'd think.
So what do you think?
Fuck, I don't know. Let's go.
Oh man, shoot out a number, kid.
Shut the fuck up. Let's go 35.
35.
Yeah.
That's low scoring. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, boys. It definitely looks like a solid start for my picks. I'm comfortable with them. We good? Anything else on the picks, gentlemen? Anybody want to, since we're not doing this year, we're going to do things a little bit different.
How?
I'm going to ask you to
stop
say
the table, man.
That you agree.
What is going on?
That these are the picks. We have clarity on which teams that we all picked. And you're not going to come back at me talking about how I try to finagle anything.
Don't go losing your laptop.
Well, give me that memory card here.
Here's what we need.
It's all on Google Drive, which has all been shared with you.
This is what we need, right?
Take a picture and screenshot it and then send it to me.
I want this list right here. If you guys can all agree, he gives me the list.
It's on the drive. You can all see it.
And I'll just post it up on our website, man. I'll just put a page up there for us and for our picks.
And if let's say a fan calls in and say they want to get in on a week, can that happen?
We might put something up like that, but for right now,
I mean, if
just,
I keep
for right now,
if
it's
I
just us, and we'll see how stupid we look.
Beating you boys down every week, then
no,
yeah,
you
we
don't.
Probably let
well, we're
gonna
put
in.
It out there for everyone. To
no,
see,
you don't,
Chip. That's what we're gonna do, man.
Do you remember what the finals were last year?
Wow, dude, this is the 17th time we brought up last year.
Yeah, for
this
real,
is 2022
man.
Of a new football year, and we're talking about last year's fantasy.
We were
you remember
all
what happened
during COVID?
You remember what
man?
Happened in
1969?
Okay, here I'm going to say
remember
this one last thing, and then I'm moving on.
Oh,
I'm moving on.
He
one
said
last
this
thing.
Before.
When you win a championship, you're right. It gives you a little bit of time to talk some shit, and then you need to drop it. But when you win back to back. And not only the picks, but the FanDuel, too. So that's two back-to-back championships. I'm like the fucking Lightning here. That doesn't give you a right to, like, talk about it?
How did
you
win back-to-back?
Back?
Like, I thought I was only in one
two times as much at this point.
Two times as much. Yeah. I like the way you think. Or maybe just until somebody kicks you off your throne.
Yeah, I agree.
Fair enough.
Tom Brady's won 7 Super Bowls. I don't hear this. All you know what he talks about is the next one. He doesn't talk about his 7 rings.
I'm only talking about the next
no,
one.
No, you're not. You keep talking about if you win this, you win that, you win this, you win that.
I've only played this.
Get
one
over
time,
yourself,
man.
Bro. Right, can we talk about the Gators and their impressive win?
Like, I'm not going to
Can we talk about sports?
I'm not
this
gonna,
is a podcast.
I'm not going to take this from you anymore, man. I'm not going to tell you where them cookies are either.
Oh, don't tell them they're in the microwave, Sean.
You keep throwing low blows, Chip. I'll get you.
So did you watch the Gator game?
I did. I watched some of the
You
game.
Watched some of the
I watched
game.
Some of, what I was at a hockey tournament literally all weekend, Friday through Sunday.
Busy guy over here. Well, did you also know that they weren't right going into that game and you know where they're at now?
I think they're
19? No.
No. What are they?
12.
Are they 12 now?
Yeah.
Really?
They must have been just.
No,
they
that was that
what
was
the, what
was
the final?
That wasn't the AP poll. The coaches pulled their 19.
One of them.
AP poll is the one they go by. They're 12 right now, which is the it's the biggest jump I think in fourth time in school history, but it's the biggest jump so far of the season too because they weren't even ranked. But that was an impressive one.
Yeah, we are number 12. You're right in the AP. You're right.
And then they play Kentucky, who I think is 17 or 18. So if we
20.
Beat them,
they're
20.
Right
so
now.
If we beat them, we can get cracked into the top 10. But it's a special time to be a Gator fan. That's all I got to say.
Finally, again. All right. Gentlemen, we got to talk about the Bucks getting ready to get started. I don't really have a lot to report, obviously, on the Lightning. We still got about a month before all this starts kicking back in October. Rays updates. I'm sure you guys have something that we can discuss. I have a question for you, though. And this is on a serious note. This is the thing about...
Careful what you say, man.
Right. I'm not saying anything. This is a legitimate, I swear to God, legitimate question. If you have players, okay, like let's say you're the Rays team. Now, we can all admit the Rays have a problem selling tickets. They have a problem getting butts or asses in the seats.
Yep.
Okay, fine. Don't have to talk about that. When you have a player like Brett Phillips that's a hometown boy, people are loving him. They're loving what he's doing on the field, loving him as a hometown kid, doing it in the majors in their own home. Why do you trade him, man? Why do you do that?
They didn't trade him. They let him go.
But why do you do that?
Very
facts. What do you mean?
Why would you do that? He was putting more butts in the seats than not.
He was not, first off. People would come to see him on a day thing. He played maybe 1-2 days out of the week. Mm. He also went in, what was it, 0-36 slump fucking 3 goddamn times. Yeah. You're going to have a guy out there because fans love to see a kid loving have to play baseball. You're hurting your team by you putting him out there every day.
So you're glad he's gone?
Fuck yeah, I am.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of somebody that's trash on my team. I'm sorry. I'm gonna be real with you.
Do you hear how
G-Man
calm I'm
Choi
being?
G-Man Choi right now needs to go.
Do you hear how calm I'm being?
Because you don't care about baseball like I do.
I'm trying to care.
I wouldn't say he needs to go. I mean, they could at least
drop
him.
He struck out 30 times in the
past.
They
should have put
month.
Him in the minors. Where did he
G-Man?
Even come? No. Brett Phillips. They should have just put him in the minors.
You can't. They couldn't have. He didn't have an option.
He's in Baltimore, though, right?
He wasn't under contract.
He got cut by them, too.
He went for designated free agency, and then he got cut by Baltimore after like 2 days.
What if you pick him back up to a minor league deal? Or do you have to do that next season? I don't know.
It's his career's done. You're not going to see Brett Phillips anywhere unless he's on the Savannah Bananas. Call his agent.
Wow. Savannah Bananas. All right. Well, that was a legitimate question. I thought he was.
I don't know why you got so riled up.
Guys, dude, I was over his shit, dude. I saw 0-34 2 times. I'm like, why is he still playing?
Kid gave it his all.
He did give it his all.
I don't care.
Made some great defensive catches.
Yeah, he
made. So who? Joe Man Chu should be gone?
G-Man Choi
should be gone.
Not a big fan of him right now.
Dude, but you bogue. Thinks everybody should be batting 300.
No, not at all. But this guy's batting what, 112? Let's look at his stats.
That's pretty bad, actually.
I mean,
right?
I'm gonna go to G-Man stats real quick. Let's go pull up G-Man stats and tell me what's good right now.
While he's doing that, the Rays are 75-58. They're 5 games behind the Yankees.
Okay.
They win tonight. They could be 4 games. I think the Yankees got rained out today, so they got a doubleheader or something like that tomorrow against Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Which they're in the playoff hunt too, the wild card. But the Rays have been streaky as of late. They've been winning a lot of games, winning a lot of series, which is good. I'm trying to make a push for that playoff spot.
And that's got winning that. So how many games left? I'm sorry.
I believe there's like 25.
Is there still 25 games left?
They play until October 5th, and they got
Yeah, I mean, that would be about series, 6 days off between now and then.
Yeah, they got this five. Series, Yankee series, big Blue Jay series, Rangers, Astros.
Let's go over G-Man Choi's stats
Blue
real
Jays,
quick.
Indians.
One more question real quick. Okay. Who's won in our division right now?
Yankees by four games. Okay.
Yeah, but like I said when I sent that picture last five week, they were up 14 and a half games a month ago.
Yeah.
So us to make up 11 games in ground like that does not happen at all in baseball. G-Man Choi, last 30 games, 96 at-bats. How many hits?
Four.
It must be super low, like in the 30s.
10. Is it that bad?
Josh?
I'll say high 20s.
11.
11
yes,
hits out of 90
at
bats.
Shorty P, baby.
Good job, Shorty P.
Strikeouts.
Strikeouts, the shit must be over 40.
I'll just get to it. He has 37 strikeouts in the last 30 games with a 115 average and a 204 on base percentage.
How many home runs?
He's actually got four.
Does he?
He has four. Oh, okay. He has four, but.
So you like to see him going.
The guy's just struggling, man.
So slugging percentage. Slugging percentage is almost double of your batting average. Mm-hmm. Slugging percentage is 188, 175, and 250, and that's after 30 games, 15 games, and 7 games. So that just tells you he's not hitting the ball. Because slugging percentage is you can hit the ball to third base, outfield, mm-hmm. and you'll still give you points for it. But when you strike out, that's when you don't get any points for it.
Yeah, he's having a rough go of it then.
Yeah, I guess
he's had
so.
90 at-bats.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, you can get hot last week of the year, and he could have
quick question.
Postseason.
In those 11 hits, does that four home runs, is that counted in those 11 hits?
Yeah.
So he really only had seven additional hits other than his four home runs?
Yep.
Oh, that's
he's
bad.
I said four. He's been struggling, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
bad. I'm at the beginning of the year, he was like a 270 hitter.
He's still batting 222.
Then he got injured, and he just when he came back from injury, he's just been in this slump.
Yeah.
Has he tried bunting at all?
That's a guy you don't really want bunting. Just because
he's a little slow too.
He's
isn't
on the heavier side. He plays first base. He's a bigger guy.
Yeah. All right. So, is that it for the Rays updates?
This is a prime month, or what are they winning right now?
Yeah, they're winning right now 5-2 against
the
Red Sox.
Another big series this weekend against the Yankees. So
in New York,
buckle up.
In New York, so dude, they could be one game behind, two games behind.
All right. All right.
Still say, I mean, that yawning dugouts cheerleaders that would solve that.
The dugout. We've had dancing
I
girls
get that,
on.
But bring them back, man. That's the problem.
Do you guys?
There's nothing there, man.
Do you guys want to hear a pretty cool fact?
Yeah, what do you got?
It's a baseball fact. I got two of them actually.
Oh, okay. You got
two of them.
Sprinkle us.
So, it's a tennis fact too. So in it's actually
pickleball.
Several people are in this.
Is there
like,
some water polo in there too?
No, it's just a little history. It's weird how history repeats itself in a way.
Oh, okay.
So on August 29th, 2001, Serena Williams, she wins at the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Pujols hits a home run. Mm-hmm. Vlad Guerrero Sr., Craig Biggio, and Dante Bichette all recorded a hit the same day.
Okay.
Fast forward that. 21 years, August 29th, 2022. Serena Williams wins at the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Pujols hits a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Vlad Guerrero Jr., Calvin Biggio, and Bo Bichette all recorded a hit, like the juniors. All three of the young kids.
That's kind of a cool fact.
That's
really?
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's really weird.
But that means, so... Damn, Serena Williams' career has been longer than I thought.
Albert Pujols has been long.
So has that, yeah.
And then for those guys to have kids to grow up, play baseball, and record a hit the same day that Serena won 21 years ago and Albert hit a home run the same day, that's pretty bizarre.
Years ago.
Crazy shit, man.
The Serena, the Williams sisters, they were like 15, 16, I think, when they first came
on the
tour.
Yeah, they were real young.
Yeah.
They were real young, but they were dominant. I mean, I just think it's crazy the kids got
that is
the MLB.
Crazy,
you know, I mean, they have a better, I wouldn't say better, but when your father or somebody is in the league, you have a better pathway.
Oh, yeah, because you got
to
all
make
the tools
it,
you training.
Have, exactly.
You got to put a ball player as a dad. Like, that's just.
No, that is pretty cool.
So do you feel like you were at a disadvantage without, like, one of those parents, you know what I mean? Like,
you could have
made it, Bo, right?
How do you know?
I think you could have, Bo.
No.
I saw you back in the juniors.
What position did you play?
You were there, huh? Man.
What position did you play?
End guard and tackle. Sit on the end of the bench, guard, water bucket, tackle.
What
gets
position on the diamond did you play?
You, man.
Huh?
Oh. What position on the diamond?
Baseball and outfield.
Outfield? Okay.
He said baseball and outfield.
Pitcher and outfield.
Pitcher and outfield?
Uh-huh.
So you're a pitcher? Mm-hmm. What was your fastest pitch ever that you can?
Low 70s.
That's not bad, bro, right? For a guy.
I was off speed, knuckleballer.
High school?
With the right parents, he would have been in the 90s.
If I was taught how to throw, I would have been
Chip,
in the 90s.
Do you
ever
record
never
speed
how to
on
throw.
A pitch at all?
Yeah. I never was a pitcher. I was a catcher.
You're
was,
that.
Look at he said that was never a pitcher. I was a catcher.
I was a shortstop.
This guy's a catcher.
And I was first base.
I like playing first base. But you don't have a recorded throw, though?
I do not have a recorded
pitch. He also
pitch.
Answered the hot dog mustard one.
I was throwing about 88.
Uh-huh.
When I
last week,
you were throwing about 88.
He said, "I've eaten
a
corn dog."
When was this?
A few years ago.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
What'd you give up for?
Just got tired.
How fast? What? Wait,
88, man.
It was your throwing.
Yeah.
You're lying through your fucking teeth, man. Shit.
88.
How about you, dog? What position did you play on the diamond?
Oh, well, I played a little bit of everywhere. I played some outfield. Played first base, and I pitched. I would start games. I'd close games, coming for relief. I played till I was about 24. I played till I was about 24.
You guys still treat it as a closer? I mean, when you were in Little League, it's just you have a couple pitchers that come out.
No,
not at all. We're not serious in majors.
We're not talking about Little League. I played in adult men's league for, I don't know, 3-4 years.
Did you?
Yeah.
I played softball,
too, for about, I mean, I'm still actively
what
looking
was the name
for
of your
a
team.
Which one?
Your favorite.
My
he's actively
what are we talking softball or
softball.
Baseball?
Our team our team name was the Master Batters.
I played for the Rum Junkies, I played for Willie's Boogers and Brews. Not Burgers and Booze. The guy fucked up the shirt and said Boogers.
Oh nice.
Yeah. I played for my own team, my old clothing line that I had, Berg Clothing, played for them. O'Maddy's. I played for a bunch of teams. Hooters. Madeira Beach Hooters. I played
big all time over. Sponsors.
I played all over.
He said you got big time.
Still looking
sponsors.
For a team, man.
Yeah.
Sports bar.
Me too. I can play catcher.
I love playing catcher.
We've heard this catcher from you a couple times.
Yeah.
We got you, man.
We're talking about baseball though.
We hear you.
And softball, I'll play catcher all day.
Yeah.
I'll play outfield. I'm not playing infield or pitching on the softball field.
Yeah, I took a couple shots pitching on the softball diamond.
Now, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm not
what do you
doing
think
that.
Position
one right
Shorty
to my
P.
shin, one right to my
What do you think Shorty
elbow.
P played in baseball, man?
In baseball?
Yeah.
Left bench.
Second base.
Come on, man. This is the easy one, man.
Shortstop.
There you go. There it is, Jay. Right on. There it is.
I was
going to
say shortstop.
There it is.
All right, so like I said, nothing really for the Lightning. Nothing really to report. No new signings.
No,
no new
football,
anything.
Dude.
I understand it's football, but I'm supposed to give some updates and stuff. Jay, you're supposed to give some updates and some
Did
things?
You guys hear about the Bills kicker?
No, I did not.
Oh, man.
What?
No, what you got?
You didn't hear about the Bills kicker?
So the kid
no,
that they
not.
Just drafted, I forget his name, but he actually, I got a screenshot of his name.
It was somewhere out west, one of these west colleges or something, I guess. They kind of knew of the reports, but I don't know. He still got drafted and paid, and he was actually suiting up for one of the preseason games. And then a story broke out to where I guess him and like two or three other people gang raped some 17-year-old girl or something.
Matt Arazia. No shit. Yeah, the kid had a leg on him too. The kid in preseason.
And they
like,
he was a punter that he got drafted. He was getting drafted as a punter.
Kick.
You don't ever get drafted as a punter, but then there's like video evidence and everything, and it's just ruined his career.
He had a kick record in the preseason, like
started.
80 yards.
Yeah.
And I wanted the Bucks to draft him because I seen this whole
That's
hype
good,
video
man.
On this guy
That's
that
good
could
stuff, man.
Kick the shit out of a ball. But now he got cut and
they
going
said
through this.
Career's over before he even got started.
Yep.
At least
good
he
job,
got
bud.
At least he got caught, man. Shit. A lot of these people they get away with that shit.
This is true.
Damn.
I agree.
That's true,
I agree.
Actually.
Hopefully he'd do some good time for that, man.
All right. What do you guys think the Bucks' mindset is right now going into Game 1?
Just come out, fire on all cylinders.
Make Jerry...
Communicate.
Make Jerry Jones cry.
Make Jerry Jones cry?
And the rest of the Cowboy Nation, Cowgirl Nation, ain't done shit since 95. I'm fired up.
I can hardly tell.
I got an employee at work that's been giving me shit.
Is he's a Dallas
I will,
fan?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Yeah, because they can talk a little smack.
Oh, you're going to see.
You gonna see? Oh, he does. He's got 95. He's like got that country boy accent too. Oh shit!
You think we're gonna miss Gronk pretty badly?
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, course. Well, yeah, but
I mean, like this first game out. You know, what I'm saying, like that's what I'm saying. Like the Man, first game out.
This is what's gonna be a real test for him.
I think Julio Jones is going to show the world that he's Julio Jones, and don't sleep on Julio Jones. I think he will have a huge game.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Evans will do his thing, but I think Julio is going to take over. He's probably going to have 6-7 receptions, over 125 yards, 2 touchdowns. You know, I think he's going to be the difference maker, and he's going to, you know, Chris Godwin, he hasn't been cleared to be playing yet. He's practicing without his brace, but I heard in an interview last night that he was saying he's not rushing it. He wants to be there for the second half of the season where he missed last year. He wants to make it through the season. He doesn't want to.
There's no rush.
Rush him back.
No rush inclusion.
Russell Gage will be available. Mike's healthy. Kyle Rudolph, Cam Brate.
You see who RB2 is?
Is it Keyshawn Vaughn or is it Rashad White? Yeah, I mean, the offense isn't. It's the O-line. Yeah. It's the O-line. The defense, I'm liking how we're stacking up right now.
Yeah, I think we look good.
I think the defense looks really good. Mm-hmm. I think Levante and Devin are going to have an expectant. Just outrageous year. Just
you say that every year.
I think, and they have.
We're going undefeated.
They have.
Everybody's gonna have huge years.
It's Ryan Succop, kicker. I mean, dude,
it's all right there for the taking, right, dog?
It is. You can easily see yourself 20-0 at the end of the year.
We have any guest speakers coming in this season?
Oh, I'm sure. I want to check back in with Big Nasty, see what's going on with him, man.
It's his last hoorah, man.
He's got a lot of shit going on right now.
I know.
No, but we can check in with him.
I want to do a Buccaneer trivia real quick. I think it's 12 total questions.
Oh, Bo, you got your trivia? No, you got to wait till the season starts for Bo Buccaneer trivia.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I'll take it this week, then. Who was the first head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Ray Perkins, John McKay, John Gruden, or Lehman Bennett?
John McKay.
Wow. I don't know any of this shit.
Anybody want to play the game the right way?
Do we got to say
John McKay?
Bo?
Oh, he did it. All right.
You didn't announce that, Chip.
That's the same rule.
No, it's not, Chip.
Time. What quarterback led the Buccaneers to their first winning season? Steve DeBerg, Steven Spurrier, Doug Williams, Vinny Testaverde.
Dog. Doug Williams.
And that's correct. What coach did the Buccaneers trade for just prior to the Super Bowl winning? What coach did the Buccaneers trade for just prior to the Super Bowl winning 2002 season?
Dog.
Bo.
Dog.
John Gruden.
Nope.
What other expansion team joined the NFL in 1976 along with the Buccaneers?
Dog. Okay. Seattle Seahawks.
What quarterback did Tampa Bay trade away for the second and fourth round draft picks in 1987?
Bo. Steve Young.
Which Buccaneer rushed for more than 1,000 yards in his rookie season?
Dog. Carnell Cadillac Williams.
Which Buccaneer is the only player in NFL history with 45-plus interceptions and 25-plus sacks?
Bo. Ronnie Barber.
All I can say is...
How many of Tampa Bay's 6 touchdowns in Super Bowl...
Hold on, start that over.
Whoa.
How many of Tampa Bay's 6 touchdowns in Super Bowl 37 were defensive scores?
Bo. 4.
I don't know. I just like
dog. That. Brooks had one. Dwight Smith had 2.
There's one more. 4.
3.
Fuck.
How many games did the Buccaneers win in their first season?
Dog. 0.
Trick question.
How many interceptions did Vinny Testaverde throw in his second season as the Tampa Bay Buccaneer quarterback?
Dog. 31.
It's 35, 5, 15, or 25?
Bo, 35.
And last two questions.
Can I just say this for Jay and I? There should have been a hell of a lot more multiple choice that went into this fucking bad boy.
They're all multiple choice.
Who was Tampa Bay's first 1,000-yard rusher? Warwick Dunn, James Wilder, Eric Rett, Ricky Bell.
Dog.
Bo?
Ricky. Is James Wilder?
It's Ricky. Ricky. Tricky Ricky Bell. Shorty P. Ricky.
Shorty P. Ricky Bell? That
is
correct.
That's it. One for Shorty P.
I couldn't.
Who did Tampa Bay take with the first overall pick in 1976 draft?
Dog. Leroy.
Nope.
Who was Tampa Bay's leading passer in 1979 NFC?
Hold on a second. Wait, whoa, rewind. How was Dog that? Doug Williams. Was that multiple choice? It wasn't multiple choice.
Dog Doug Williams. Before.
Oh, that is incorrect. Who was Tampa Bay's leading passer in the 1979 NFC Championship game? Jerry Eckwood, Steve Young, Doug Williams, Mike Ray.
Bo, Mike Ray.
No, it was Shorty P, Steve Young.
No, it was Doug Williams.
He said Doug Williams was incorrect.
It was Jerry Eckwood.
Jay, come in with the last one, buddy. There's only one left, Jay. What the fudge?
Which Buccaneer was named MVP of Super Bowl 37?
Dog, get us, bud. Dexter Jackson.
Which of the following players was not released by the Buccaneers on February
25th, 2009? Tony Dungy.
John Lynch, Warwick Dunn, Joey Galloway, Derek Brooks.
Dog, Derek Brooks.
Shorty P. Galloway.
2009?
Wow.
That's my birthday of 2009. Get in there, baby. Get in there, Jay. We lost some of my favorite players on my birthday.
It's A or B, Jay.
It's A or B.
It's A or B, Jay.
John Lynch?
Yeah.
That's
correct. That's it, Jay. You got it, man.
Yeah, on my birthday, 2009, we let go of Derek Brooks, Joey Galloway, and Warwick Dunn.
Is that your 30th?
Then what do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean, John Lynch? How did John Lynch win that?
He was the only one that stayed on the team after those cuts. How many times did the Buccaneers qualify for the playoffs under head coach John McKay?
Qualify?
Dog.
Qualify?
Four.
That is not one of the answers. 2, 0, 3, or 1?
Bo.
Dog, 3.
Shorty repeat P2. The question?
Shorty P, 2.
It was 3.
Yes. You didn't repeat the question.
Got it. All right, I would say that Dog kind of took that one.
Yeah, Dog smashed that.
Dog got that.
What
do
you guys got going on over there?
Dude, this thing's breaking the microphones. The mic just keeps flying up in my nose.
I know, Indonesian.
So we need new mic stands, I guess?
I don't know.
Is that what it is? Wow.
All right.
China.
You got to share
gentlemen,
a mic.
China microphones.
I'm not bringing it up. I'm just saying this is what we have to do. We have FanDuel starting this
China.
Week.
China.
I'm in.
You have until Thursday at... I think it cuts you off at like 5 or 6 o'clock or something.
For
it?
What? FanDuel?
Yeah.
Did you send me the email?
Dude, we just tried to get on your FanDuel and do this and set it up for you, and this is what we get from you. I can't log into my FanDuel.
Dude, I mean, this guy
we
Chip
cannot help you with that.
Doesn't want me to play.
Dude, FanDuel doesn't want you to play.
I'm on FanDuel.
Are you
you boys
in?
Gotta figure it out. Jay, you gotta get set up.
Go to friends.
You gotta have it done. I would set yourself a target goal tomorrow night.
See what you see.
So it's done and over with and you've dealt with it.
You see this degenerate champion.
Don't be like other people that just complain about missing a week.
You see it?
No, I won't be missing nothing.
All right, cool.
Really?
I'll do it all day tomorrow. I got the whole day.
Dog. You're good to go.
Oh, dog, I don't know how to get into that. That's your chance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I think we're about done. We're getting close, I believe. But
hold on, can we clarify what
no,
I bet $10
and
on?
And Josh has some things to go over, and Bo has some things to go over, right?
Can we clarify first what the $10 went towards this week? Like
this was our picks. This was our weekly picks.
Your $10 is saying that you're going to have the most wins come next week.
Oh, can we wait a minute? Can we decide? Okay. We are just going to keep adding to this, and whoever has the most wins.
No.
So
it's every week.
Every week the winner collects.
Yep.
So every week the winner is taking home $50.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
I like that.
And what are we doing, FanDuel?
We're doing the whole season.
That's a season long event.
That's the whole season.
But isn't that weekly money?
No. That's a one-time entry pot fee at the end that winner takes all.
Oh,
okay.
I thought that was weekly money.
Uh-uh. I thought it was $5.
Yeah, I think it is.
No, we did 50 last year or something.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'll take a look at it.
Either way, I walked home with the winning.
I got trivia.
Oh, my God. We know, Chip. We know.
I got trivia.
Keep bringing up last year.
And again, you've won 2 seasons, but I've only participated in 1.
That's fair.
You failed to mention that.
That's true. All right, so be checking out our website. Updates will be coming to that. Shorty P will be giving you guys some details over the time when he starts getting stuff populated on the site. I don't know. He's talked about some point systems. He's talked about some merchandising. He's talked about some other stuff. So it should be some fun stuff. We got our first FanDuel contest starting this week, at least within us. We should have our first giveaway here coming up in the next couple, 3 weeks. And what else do we got, boys?
It's going to be awesome, man. We got a whole freaking social network coming to everybody.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Give us a couple weeks, man. And you'll be able to have your own fan page and all that good stuff. And start liking people's stuff on there and their fan stuff or not liking it and picking up some of our merch, like Chip said, and catching our live shows and taking a listen to all of our old podcasts. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
I bet you people like my page more than they like Bo's. Just so you know.
We'll see. We'll see.
God, dude, you're like 12.
What kind of page, though? What kind
we'll
of page?
See.
MySpace page, whatever the fuck you're calling
it. How are you going to set yours up, Chip? Like, how are you going to make it better than Bo's?
My fan
whatever
page,
he's
baby.
Got, I'm just going to make it better.
Like
I'm probably not going to do one.
Yeah. like, if he's got silver on his, I got gold type shit.
What if platinum?
What if he has gold?
If you got platinum? Oh, dude, I got that. What's that shit called that they make Captain America's damn thing out of?
I don't know, titanium?
Uranium, something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, the most powerful thing on the face
Nerd.
Of the planet. Okay.
Well, it'll still be better.
Yeah, still right? be better.
Yeah.
Anything else, gentlemen?
Yeah, we got football back.
How'd they get a hold
we
of
it? We do
them,
have
man?
Football back. Jay, you got some stuff you want to talk about tonight?
Well, I just had some just quick NASCAR.
Oh,
you know, just go over who
please
won that.
Fucking tell me.
You want to take a
yeah,
guess?
No. I already know.
Oh,
I bet you these guys don't.
Does nope. he, though?
I bet you I do.
Does he, though?
No.
Or is he
why
just
would
saying
I,
he does?
No.
I bet you I do. You want to know how I know?
What's it start with? What's his name?
If I do that,
Oh, okay. So
I don't know race car drivers like that.
The reason why I know this is because you and I spoke earlier, or like Friday last week, and you said I have some stuff, blah, 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 blah. And then when I was sitting in the room during the hockey tournament, I was watching some ESPN.
Oh, and caught it then.
And caught it.
You're watching some ESPN? You didn't watch like all of ESPN?
Some of it.
Do you know who?
No, I don't. I didn't watch racing. I watched football.
You watch, this was on Sunday.
Yeah.
You didn't watch football on Sunday?
Sunday night I did.
Really? What game?
FSU, LSU. Josh even texted about it.
Oh,
boom.
I did
oh,
see
yeah,
that game.
Pay,
that was actually
pay my money.
Good.
That was a good game.
Pay my money.
It was a great fucking game.
For not watching football, it was
I know.
Pretty good.
Does the last name start with a J?
Yep.
Yes.
Jones?
Yep. Eric Jones.
Yeah.
Told
and
you.
Cletus McFarland rented out the track the day before.
That's
and
not
ran,
a real name.
Yeah.
Cletus McFarland.
Cletus McFarland. No, Cletus. I don't know if that's his real name, but and raced a big Crown Vic race out there. Big wreck.
Hey, I got a trivia question for you.
Yeah.
What's LIV stand for?
LIV?
LIV?
Oh, the new golf tournament.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Legends.
Invitational.
What
I
is
don't
it?
Know.
What is it?
Can you guess, Bo? Or Sean?
No, I can't.
What is it?
54 holes. 54.
Yeah, that's so which is three rounds of golf. Because there's 18 holes.
That's chip. Exactly what it is.
I don't like that, though.
That's exactly what it is, though.
Pretty
but,
slick, though, right?
But goddamn, they're getting
54.
Paid off that tour, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, 54.
All right, so anything else in the racing front?
Nope, that was about it.
That was
and,
about it.
I watched the Luis Ortiz fight.
Was that any good? I did not see any
it
of
was.
It.
Was. He went 12 rounds. That old man went 12 rounds.
That's pretty impressive,
was
actually.
That a boxer?
Yeah, old boxer from Brazil, I believe.
You see the
how
sorry,
old
Cuba.
Is this guy?
You see the celebrity fight going down this
like
weekend?
He's 43 or something.
Oh, shit.
Like that. Huh?
Adrian Peterson, Le'Veon Bell. They are the celebrity boxing match this weekend.
Really?
Yes.
Who you got?
Well, here's the tale of the tape. Le'Veon Bell, 30. Adrian Peterson, 39. Adrian Peterson weighed 3 pounds less. Reach was the same.
Adrian Peterson also beat his kid.
He did.
Did he really?
With a switch, like somebody saw him. I mean, he was doing it like out in public.
I don't even know if these guys are being honest anymore.
No, it's true.
That's
sorry,
the truth.
Google it. It's on Google.
That's old school, though,
with the right? switch? Yeah.
I'm thinking Le'Veon Bell. He's a tough little. He's got him by 9 years, which is a lot, really.
Oh shit!
And he's a tough little shit.
Crazy world.
So you're going Le'Veon?
I think I am. The betting odds are for Bell. They're in favor of Bell winning.
Yeah, I seen Vegas saying something about Le'Veon.
Bell.
Yeah.
Who are these two people?
I'd go Le'Veon Bell too.
But one was a Buccaneer last year. Yeah.
What is going on?
Oh,
so
two football players.
Mm-hmm. Two running backs. I don't know. I'm thinking Bell.
What gets them to fight, though? Do they just
it's,
not like
it's
each
a,
other?
No,
or?
It's a celebrity boxing match. Just
both get a couple $1 million apiece, probably.
But why them two instead of
much,
another two celebrities?
They're just old, retired running backs that need money.
Oh, okay.
It's just two well-known football names that people wouldn't, especially Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. Are they out of shape, guys? Or?
No, not by any means.
I don't know who they are.
They're not that far from the game.
Le'Veon was playing last year, and Peterson, I think, was the year before that. I think, actually, didn't he play a little bit last year? Didn't he do for the Titans when Chris Henry was hurt?
Yeah, he went.
Yeah.
And do they box with gloves?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but the big, I think they're big boy gloves.
Would you
too.
Prefer no gloves?
Dude, the UFC, yeah.
Hand to hand
combat. Hand to hand combat.
Yeah, sure. Someone needs to get hurt, man.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
All right, boys, that's all I got. You got anything else?
We good? No, I'm just ready for Thursday night football.
Week one in the books.
Yeah. Ooh. Not
yet. I'm talking about for us.
Yeah. Are we giving out preseason grades?
Preseason grades. At least to the Bucks. Let's do that.
No, I'm talking about for us.
F.
For us. For us?
Oh.
All right.
I'm giving myself a solid A.
A? Really?
Oh, wow.
Shorty P, you're getting a solid A.
Yeah, I'm going to say that, you know, I'm always Josh, putting it in there.
A.
Yeah,
here we go.
Here we go.
Where's Josh at?
A.
Josh is at an A?
Chip.
Yeah, what do I get, Ben?
A plus.
A plus.
Oh, okay. All right.
I was going to give myself a solid B, B minus, to be honest with you. I mean, we had kind of a rough offseason.
No, man. We're an
trying
A,
to get you guys around
team,
a round table.
Man. Don't do that. We're an A team, man. All A players.
You have the book, man, that keeps everything. So.
I do. I got the book that keeps everything.
Yep.
And you got the box that's got the rest.
Yep. There should all be right. No worries about anything.
There is no worries
except
about
dog
it, right?
Coming over and taking the money, but, you know.
Bo was close to an A plus, too.
Close.
Only if I had garlic toast.
That's messed up. You just show no appreciation.
I'd give everybody an A-plus if I could hear the sound effects that
see?
He barely
see?
Played
I
today.
See, I didn't do it because you couldn't hear it. It's not funny. Nobody else laugh at it.
Oh, I appreciate it. I laugh my ass off about it.
Yeah, I know.
All right, crew. Take it like a fan. We out.